first of all, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know as the Antichrist, you have a very busy appointment schedule, so you've got a lot to do.
That's right.
More seriously, but in the same vein, you know, you're well known for your film Religious and your anti-religion views, obviously. So when you come to a devout place like Alabama, the non-believers who are definitely used to being in the minority, they sort of congregate at your shows. So,
correct.
So do you end up sort of preaching to the choir, so to speak?
I would love it if I felt we had a choir there. I think there's always a mixture. I think it's certainly a greater percentage of non-believers than you would find pretty much at any other gathering in the nearby area. But I think there's also a lot of people who are believers, you know, and that's not just Alabama. That's San Francisco. You know, Chris Matthews is a Catholic. Michael Moore is a Catholic. Lots of my friends are religious.
Some of my best friends are religious.
Yeah, some of my best friends are religious. So it's a mixture.
Well, speaking of free thinkers, I guess the opposite of that would be fundamentalists. And I'm not exactly sure where the thin line between fundamentalism and extremism lies. But do you ever have concerns for your physical safety?
Well, I mean, anyone who is outspoken, I think, does. And, you know, over the years, sure, there's been threats made. But I think what you have to do is two things. One, take every appropriate precaution that you can. You know, I do travel with security. And also then just don't think about it, because you can't worry about it. And I would hope that the nuts out there understand that they should have bigger fish to fry than me.
Right. So even though you're anti-religion overall, here in Birmingham, in a focal point of the civil rights movement especially, it seems right to ask, do you see the good that religion can do?
And I've never denied it. That's in Religious too. I say, I understand that if someone is in prison or something and they say, I got nothing in here but Jesus, I get that. And I also understand that religion has fed the poor and housed the clothingless and done good works. My question would be, why do you need to attach it to primitive stories from the Bronze Age? If you look at the history of religion, I think you'll see that it has caused probably more misery on earth than anything else. I mean, probably half the wars that have ever been fought. 9/11 was a faith-based initiative. Look at what's going on in so many countries around the world right now, certainly in the Middle East. It's Sunni and Shiite just killing each other because they're having a squabble over who was Muhammad's successor in the 7th century. You know, honor killings, burning people at the stake, the Inquisition, the Crusades. You know, if you tallied up the number of people that religion has, for no good reason, killed or made miserable. I mean, there are plenty of people who are just made miserable. Look at all the gay people. There have been libraries written on the bad that religion does.
I once saw you, a fan asked you if you would consider running for office, and you said it would probably be a losing proposition because you think, quote, religion is bad and drugs are good.
Right.
First of all, is that still true? Do you still hold those beliefs, both of them?
Well, obviously, it partly is tongue-in-cheek, but first of all, I don't have any interest in doing that. I was just trying to use a shorthand to say that I have held any number of political positions that would be untenable to the mainstream American electorate.
Do you have any thoughts or predictions on the next national elections or even the next presidential elections? I know that's far off.
Well, I think you could probably be reasonably certain that Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee. The interesting part is on the Republican side, because the man who was supposed to bridge, no pun intended, the gap between the Tea Party and the old school Republicans was Chris Christie, and looks like he's toast, put a harpoon in him. I wouldn't even be completely shocked if Mitt Romney ran again.
So if you were the undisputed all-powerful king of the world, what are one or two things you'd do right off the bat?
Well, the first thing I would do is address global warming and climate change, because I think if we don't address that, I don't know what relevance all the other problems have if we don't have a livable planet.
Speaking of burning things, before your shows, do you ever imbibe certain substances you say should be legal?
Nice segue, Dan.
Thank you.
No, that would be a disaster.
Speaking of live shows, can you give us any hints about your upcoming show here in Birmingham?
I think it's the same type of topics that I'm interested in talking about on Real Time. I like to talk about politics and world affairs and big things. And, of course, stand-up comedy is about laughing. It's not a lecture. It's humor. It's just really to get you laughing hard.